not know much, if anything, about Jean-Jacques Rousseau, but you have probably heard the well-known quote, "Man is born free and everywhere he is in chains." In his early work, Rousseau argued that mankind was happiest and at its best in a state of nature, that is, before the creation of society and civilization. He saw society as artificial and corrupt, and that good people were corrupted by it. The Social Contract is perhaps the most enduring and well-known of his books, covering pretty well every aspect of man in society. However, in this book, his attitude to the condition of man in a state of nature changes. In such conditions, man is brutish and competitive by nature, and there is no law or morality. Therefore, because it is easier to survive by joining forces with others, people form societies to better fight anything that might endanger their situation. Rousseau's political philosophy has had a profound influence on later thinkers, even though, or perhaps especially because, it is open to many interpretations. But political philosophy is not everybody's cup of tea. In his own time, Rousseau was a bestseller, with novels such as The New Eloise and especially Emile, though even the latter is not free of his constant desire to improve society. It illustrates his ideas about the best form of education, which involves educating a child's emotions before their reason. This too had a profound influence on educational theorists.